Hey, yo, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Lord William. If I say it's hot, man. Welcome. We just gonna shoot the shit, man. We're just gonna do it how we always do it in the hood. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna let it go. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be opinionated. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna apologize for it. And we're gonna get right into it, man. So, right now, it seems like the Warriors will not be the 2019 NBA champions. Seems like that is going to go to the Toronto Raptors. Not even go to them because the motherfuckers just went up there and just took it. Okay, even though Kevin Durant got injured. And it seems like the Warriors are kind of handicapped. That's all good because, you know, ain't no excuses. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody made no excuses for my Lakers. They just dogged us and stepped on us and kicked dust on us and talked shit about us all this time. Ain't nobody even gave us no consideration to the fact that we were the number four in the Western Conference on Christmas Day when LeBron got injured. Then Lonzo got injured. Then Rondo got injured. Nobody gave us no excuses, so I ain't making no excuses for them motherfuckers. They losing, and if they come back and win this series, it probably will be the greatest comeback in NBA Finals history. I'm pretty sure of that, but hey, man, Steph did his thing the other night. He had 47 points, and, you know, the first game in Golden State. But, hey, man, that's just how it goes, man. Kawhi's playing great. You know, I don't know where he's going to end up. I hope he don't leave Toronto and come out here and play for the Clippers, because that's the last thing I need is these motherfucking Clipper fans running around trying to brag. They already talk about they're the best team in LA, which you, I give them that. You got the best team in LA. You got the best coach. You got the best front office and the better general manager. And you're doing your thing right now. You know what I'm saying? So, but that ain't enough though. You know what I'm saying? You can't talk shit to me as a Laker fan when you're a Clipper fan, because y'all ain't done nothing yet. The LA Sparks got more championships than the LA Clippers, so go figure. You know what I'm saying? Your owner is a billionaire from Seattle, but he want to build y'all a stadium in Inglewood. Fuck that. That's the city we made famous. That's why Inglewood is called the City of Champions, because of the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? Take the motherfucking Clippers to Seattle or wherever the fuck you fuck it. I don't give a fuck. Take them to Russia. I heard he's Russian. Take them out there. You know what I'm saying? Just get them away from us. We don't need them. They done stunk up the Staples Center, and now we got the same bad luck they had for all those years, okay? All through the 80s and the 90s, you couldn't give Clipper tickets away. You give somebody Clipper tickets, they turn around and look at you like you offered them crack. I swear to God, hey, man, you got some Clipper tickets, man. You want to take your family up to the Clipper game? The motherfucker turn around and look at you like you just bit into a shit sandwich right in his face. So, and because we're the Lakers, and because we're the most famous team in the whole NBA, and we got more fans than anybody else, we'll probably never get to that point. But, you know, we gotta clean up right now. It ain't looking too good for us, man. So I want to give a shout out to my boy HK, Happy Face Killer. You know what I'm saying? B Reezy. You know what I'm saying? My boy Fashion Music, KO. I am Billy D. He doing this thing with a show called We Out Here Living right now. Y'all can check that out on YouTube. Meet him in Fashion. Got a Sagittarius EP coming right now. We got the single out, Sagittarius single. You can check the video for that out on YouTube. Go to my Instagram at Lord William and check the link in my bio, and you can go right there and check that out. That was recorded by the king of the Crenshaw District, Mr. Romeo Holloway, and you can check him out at Romeo Holloway 9008 on Instagram, at Fashion Music on Instagram. Also check out my boy Rich Rockwell, got his own clothing line, Soul Militia. He's on Instagram at Rich Rockwell. Go check him out. And we doing it, man. Yeah, so you know, just like I was saying, man, it's a lot of stuff going on, man. They keep on comparing these players to players in the past and trying to see how they stack up and coming up with all these crazy stats out of nowhere. And some of these stats don't mean shit. Oh, he's the first player in NBA history to bounce a ball 6 times in between 2 free throw shots. So fucking what? Who gives a shit? That shouldn't even be a stat. Okay? Obviously, y'all got too many motherfuckers back there in the truck, okay, and looking up this shit And y'all coming up with all this stupid shit. The NBA need to fire some of these motherfuckers, okay? Because you're fucking up the game, okay? It's already bad enough. You can't touch a player. And a motherfucker can run right past you and score 1,000 motherfucking points, okay? And they keep comparing LeBron to Jordan and LeBron to Kobe. And now they're comparing Kawhi to Kobe. And it's like, come on, dude. Like, this shit is ridiculous, man. You can't compare them. I understand not comparing them to Jordan because they were little children when Jordan was doing this thing. And then even the Kobe thing. Kobe was a whole era before LeBron came in, even though they played at the same time. But, I mean, Kobe was cooking niggas. So I don't understand what the... He's out the league now. He's retired. That's like all these new fighters trying to call out Floyd Mayweather and still bringing his name up. The man is 42 years old. He's retired. Like, why y'all keep bringing his name up? Why do you keep bringing Kobe Bryant up? Because you knew if you and Kobe Bryant was the same age, Kobe Bryant would be in the court busting your ass. So I don't understand that, man. But this your boy, Lord William. I say it's hot as hot, man. I want to give a shout out to my boy, Bubble Belly Entertainment. He put some things together right now. He's working on some podcast, and I'm going to be a part of that also. So be looking out for that pretty soon. Yeah, man, we're doing our thing. So I'm just coming through, you know, swinging them bows, man. And look out for my boy, KO. KO, Big Booty Queen. Got to check that out. Go to his Instagram page, at KO on Instagram, and check out Big Booty Queen. And it's a dope record, man. He got some more shit coming for y'all in the future. Don't want to forget that. And yeah, man. Yeah, so that's it, man. That's it for the day. I'm finna get up out of here, man. I just wanted to stop by, put some in your ear, talk a little shit, get out of here. Oh. Y'all know I'm married, though, right? So I work at the hospital. I'm getting off of work at the hospital the other day, man. And a white girl, I don't know why white women think that no matter how they look, they can just get a black nigga to, you know, to want to fuck with them. You know, this bitch comes sit next to me. I'm sitting outside just waiting for my boy to get off work because we supposed to be kicking it and politicking. And just come sit up next to me and ask me my name and how you doing. I said, bitch, I am doing fine. And I'll be doing better when you leave. You know what I'm saying? And they ain't mean, but bitch, when you look like motherfucking Jimmy Kimmel, you can't just walk up to anybody. You, bitch, you're 6'4", you look like Jimmy Kimmel. Excuse me. Okay? I'm good. Okay? It's your boy, Lord Wood. If I say it's hot, man, I'm gone. I'm just fucking with y'all, man. Peace.